Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with the television actress Donna Denton. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today, Donna Denton, is a familiar face, having appeared in a number of highly successful television drama series. But Donna's not just an actress, she's also a talented singer and dancer. Which came first, Donna?
Dancing. When I was nine, my mum decided I needed a hobby. Some of my friends went horse riding and I wanted to try it too, but it cost quite a bit. Nothing was said. But although my parents worked hard, there was never money to spare. So I chose to go to dancing classes across the road, 2 hours a week at only 50p an hour. I'm sure Mum was relieved.
But presumably the classes were okay.
The teacher was very tall and so glamorous that I hardly dared look at her. She immediately sent me right to the back of the class. I didn't mind because there I could dance away quite happily out of sight. I didn't realise until later that that was where the worst dancers were put. But she didn't forget me, and I slowly worked my way forward. It was a proud day when I eventually made it to the front row.
Where did the singing come in?
Mum heard about the Knightswell Stage School, where you did normal lessons in the morning and dance and drama in the afternoons. To get in, I had to perform in front of about 20 people, you know, in an audition. Some kids had learnt songs from musicals or bits from plays, but I just did one of the dance routines I'd learnt. They offered me a free place for a year, which was lucky. The fees were quite high and it gave my parents time to save up enough money to pay for the rest.
But it was the right thing for you.
I loved it. The only thing was that if you wanted to study there, you had to wear a special red jacket with a school badge on it, even outside the school building. I had a 10-minute walk to the bus stop and the local kids from the ordinary school used to laugh at me. I dreaded that journey. So Mum said to the headmistress, "Donna's having a tough time travelling to school. Can't she change into her jacket when she arrives?" And although it was against the rules, they agreed.
And that was where you were expected to sing?
Once every term, you had to get up in front of the whole school and perform a song. My knees used to shake, I was so nervous. But it was good practice, and gradually it built up my confidence. That was important because in the final year, there was a singing competition. Most kids sang a classical piece, but at the last minute, I decided to do a Frank Sinatra number from my dad's record collection. I don't think the choice of music had anything to do with it, but to everyone's amazement, I won.
So you were headed for a singing career?
Yes. After leaving school, I went on having private singing lessons and got some work as a backing vocalist. But it's hard to make your name as a jazz singer, which is what I'd set my heart on. So, like most of my school friends, I went after acting jobs on TV. I was more fortunate than most, getting parts in some good drama series, which allowed me to establish my name with the public. But I'd like to try other things now.
So, what can we expect?
Well, I've just completed a CD with a blues band, a dream come true for me. It'll be released next month. They've just asked me to sing with them on a world tour, actually. That was a lovely surprise, but sadly I had to turn it down because I'd already agreed to do a month in a stage play in London on those dates. I thought of pulling out, but it wouldn't have been fair on the theatre. That's typical of show business, all or nothing, but I can't complain.
Thank you, Donna, for talking to me today.
Now you'll hear part four again.
My guest today, Donna Denton, is a familiar face, having appeared in a number of highly successful television drama series. But Donna's not just an actress, she's also a talented singer and dancer. Which came first, Donna?
Dancing. When I was 9, my mum decided I needed a hobby. Some of my friends went horse riding and I wanted to try it too, but it cost quite a bit. Nothing was said, but although my parents worked hard, there was never money to spare. So I chose to go to dancing classes across the road, 2 hours a week at only 50p an hour. I'm sure mum was relieved.
But presumably the classes were okay.
The teacher was very tall and so glamorous that I hardly dared look at her. She immediately sent me right to the back of the class. I didn't mind because there I could dance away quite happily out of sight. I didn't realise until later that that was where the worst dancers were put. But she didn't forget me and I slowly worked my way forward. It was a proud day when I eventually made it to the front row.
Where did the singing come in?
Mum heard about the Knightswell Stage School, where you did normal lessons in the morning and dance and drama in the afternoons. To get in, I had to perform in front of about 20 people, you know, in an audition. Some kids had learnt songs from musicals or bits from plays, but I just did one of the dance routines I'd learnt. They offered me a free place for a year, which was lucky. The fees were quite high and it gave my parents time to save up enough money to pay for the rest.
But it was the right thing for you.
I loved it. The only thing was that if you wanted to study there, you had to wear a special red jacket with a school badge on it, even outside the school building. I had a 10-minute walk to the bus stop and the local kids from the ordinary school used to laugh at me. I dreaded that journey. So Mum said to the headmistress, "Donna's having a tough time travelling to school. Can't she change into her jacket when she arrives?" And although it was against the rules, they agreed.
And that was where you were expected to sing?
Once every term, you had to get up in front of the whole school and perform a song. My knees used to shake, I was so nervous. But it was good practice, and gradually it built up my confidence. That was important because in the final year, there was a singing competition. Most kids sang a classical piece, but at the last minute, I decided to do a Frank Sinatra number from my dad's record collection. I don't think the choice of music had anything to do with it, but to everyone's amazement, I won.
So you were headed for a singing career?
Yes. After leaving school, I went on having private singing lessons and got some work as a backing vocalist. But it's hard to make your name as a jazz singer, which is what I'd set my heart on. So, like most of my school friends, I went after acting jobs on TV. I was more fortunate than most, getting parts in some good drama series, which allowed me to establish my name with the public. But I'd like to try other things now.
So, what can we expect?
Well, I've just completed a CD with a blues band, a dream come true for me. It'll be released next month. They've just asked me to sing with them on a world tour, actually. That was a lovely surprise, but sadly I had to turn it down because I'd already agreed to do a month in a stage play in London on those dates. I thought of pulling out, but it wouldn't have been fair on the theatre. That's typical of show business, all or nothing, but I can't complain.
Thank you, Donna, for talking to me today.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.